Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates has ended 3 days of testimony in the antitrust case against his company. Gates's mission was to persuade a federal judge to reject antitrust sanctions proposed by 9 states suing the company. But Gates' testimony may have provided some important ammunition that the states can use against him, NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
After 3 days of grueling cross-examination, Bill Gates looked tired and ready to go home.
I'm glad I had an opportunity to come and share my story with the court. Microsoft has been working hard to resolve the issues in this case.
But on the stand, Gates could barely stop talking. Summoning what appeared to be a photographic memory of the antitrust case, Gates went down the list of proposed sanctions, arguing they would undo decades of progress in the modern personal computer industry. In particular, he used his detailed knowledge of Windows to assault one key demand, that Microsoft allow computer manufacturers to remove features from the Windows operating system. Gene Scher is with the Pro-Microsoft Association for Competitive Technology. He says Gates made a convincing argument that this proposal would frustrate software writers who rely on a single Windows standard.
He explained very clearly why the state's proposals would result in a fragmentation of the Windows standards so that software developers could no longer be assured that a product that they write for the Windows operating system would in fact work on all Intel-compatible PCs.
But Gates' deep understanding of Windows opened up at least one door for the plaintiffs. After insisting that Windows cannot be severed from features like internet browsing software, Gates admitted there is a version of Windows that has no integrated features. It's called Windows XP Embedded, an operating system used primarily to run things like medical devices and ATMs. With that software, the user picks and chooses which features to use, but Gates said he had not even investigated whether this program could be used to satisfy the sanctions. This left Microsoft opponents wondering whether Gates will try to weasel out of anything but the strongest sanctions. Mike Pettit is with a group called Procomp.
He said, "I wouldn't even know what to do except run back to court. I wouldn't tell my engineers to begin working on it. I would simply run back to court and tell them they've made a mistake." In fact, he seems like the proverbial child that says, "I'm going to take my ball home if I can't play in a way that guarantees I can win."
Throughout his testimony, Gates appeared unbowed by an appeals court ruling that his company had violated antitrust laws. He never admitted any wrongdoing, never acknowledged that his company might have gone too far in its competitive zeal. The judge hearing this case must decide whether she will get more cooperation from the company by force or by adopting sanctions that Microsoft is comfortable with. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.